Mahaprabhu's words regarding sannyas ashram are very cutting and pointed. They leave no room for doubt that such conduct may not be tolerated. But we live in an age where association with women cannot be avoided, even for sannyasis. How should a sannyasi handle women association, especially in an organization like ISKCON? Has Prabhupada given any instruction on this matter? How the sannyasi should handle women? Well, sannyasi is a spiritual teacher in our ISKCON movement, and definitely he instructs both men and women. But for sannyasi, intimate association with women is prohibited. So, in the dealings with the women who are devotees in the ISKCON should not be a problem, because our dear women devotees are trained to respectfully approach sannyas, not alone with somebody and accompany them, with husband, with some senior other devotee. They don't come alone and speak, and they don't write some private letters to sannyasis in that sense, you know. And since they are trained in the culture, it is very easy to associate. And if they are not trained, let them hear instruction and let them be trained. Let us take the training. So sannyasi instructs generally and in public. If lady has question, yes, sannyasi will answer. Why not? But no intimate association. Not that example is given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When one couple, young couple came, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was asked to, lady asked, Maharaj, I want to ask you privately something. And he was like his daughter. She was so young and he was elderly in age. And he said, no, I cannot be alone with a woman. Here, my disciples are here, you speak here. We have nothing to hide, no secrets, nothing, cannot be alone. No, but I want to ask something private only to you. No, not alone. Not like that. So lady should never come alone, neither to brahmachari, but to speak of sannyas. No? If brahmachari is standing alone and alone lady comes, whether somebody's wife or somebody's daughter or somebody's mother, lady should not come alone. They should always be accompanied by men. So this is the rule, because the association with women we understand to be the stumbling block on devotional progress, and butter and fire is example. So as His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj pointed rightly on his Bhagavatam lecture in Mayapur, how many sannyasis fell down due to be very strict in dealing with women? Nobody. Not even one. If you are too strict, no problem. But how many fell down because they were losing dealing with women? Everyone else who fell down, that was the reason. Nobody fell down for eating chicken and smoking cigarettes, you know. Most of the people fell down for association with women, or there were some political reasons also motivated this, that. But, so being too strict is no problem. So we could see senior devotees how they deal with women. Jayadvaita Maharaj doesn't look, who is looking? Senior devotees, they don't look at where Mataji is sitting, they don't look at their eyes much. They don't make jokes to impress them. They are not, you know, too much speaking unnecessary. Very just official. Kukuk Prashad, that matters. Thank you very much. All right, let's finish. No discussion. So, Prabhupada, I mean, Srila Prabhupada's instructions are clear. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chota Hariras, example is there. Radha Krishna Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal assistant, became victim of women. In the God's presence, Bhagavan himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was there, and his own personal servant became attracted to gypsy woman. So, Maya is always there. Fall down is not. Oh, how did they fall down? How do we follow anything in Kali Yuga? That's supra, it's not how somebody falls down. But definitely, one follows strictly the discipline, is safe. We are protected by rules, regulations. These rules, regulations are regulations of freedom. They will bring us out of materialism. Neither in the name of compassion we spend time with women, and then you fall down with women in the name of preaching to her. No? That should not be misused. How should sannyas come to women so especially in life?
Same.
Always women should be accompanied by another devotee. If they want to meet sannyasi, speak to him. No private, no exchanges, no phoning, privately, nothing. Just like through the secretary. Therefore sannyasi always has assistant brahmachari and servants are there. And always women should be accompanied by another, all group of devotees.